Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yes, you want to, will you talk into the mic so I can hear you? You look good with headphones. This is a good look for you.
I'm going to talk over here, away from
No, you got to get right on it, girl.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Perfect.
All right.
It's got Jennifer, nice ass, bad attitude in the house right now. How do you feel about that name?
It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You look good.
Well, thank you.
You look very good. I'm excited that you're here today. We got a lot to discuss. We're brunch buddies now.
We are.
And I just want to apologize. I feel bad because I feel like the last couple brunches, the only ones we've had, I feel like I've misbehaved or something has gone wrong on my part. So I just want to apologize for that. The first time was Eelgate.
That was
you were
a bit
there.
Crazy. That was.
I think that was our first. Was that our first date?
No, that was not.
No, not even close.
No.
But I'm glad that you were there because if it wasn't for you, I would have fucking flipped that table over. It would have been a nightmare.
I feel like it was going to get that to that point.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. I was very uncomfortable. I wasn't happy at all. I have never consumed eel.
You were uncomfortable.
Yes.
I was very uncomfortable.
Yes. Yeah. I was, I'm a very non-confrontational person, but when you serve me eel and I'm a vegetarian Jew and that's not what we do, I was very, very upset. I couldn't stop thinking about it for days.
Well, I can say that this brunch spot did not have alcohol, and it was very stressful for me. Yeah,
I know. And then we did go to one other place, and it was like shitty weather. It wasn't great. But did I tell you that I made myself throw up?
Yes.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was really upset about it. And then I went home and I started a Yelp account. I don't do Yelp because I think it's stupid.
Right.
But I was so angry, and I called my father, who's a vegan, by the way. So I thought he would have sympathy for my. For my situation. And he's like, Anna, you need to let this go. And then I said, no. So I got on Google Review, I got on Yelp, and I tore that place up.
Yes.
And they responded to me. They're like, hey, we're really sorry that, you know, we tried to comp you for that one role. I'm like, one role, bitch. Should have been the whole man. Both parties.
Yeah,
but
no.
He was like, we're a new business. And I was like, I don't fucking care.
Nope, they weren't having it.
Yeah, no.
That was stressful.
And then the last brunch, I may have overserved myself. Well, that's not true. I was fun.
You were.
Silly girl.
You were very silly and very fun.
And then, you know, and then I started to cross-pollinate. And that's where we ran into trouble. So I ended up passing out at Tara's house for, you know, 4 to 5 hours on the floor.
Yes.
She has a nice house. She has a nice carpet.
She does. I like it.
I like it.
We had a lot of fun.
So you work in Dan's office.
Yes, I do.
And the people here are very familiar with Dr. Dan Diaco. Mm-hmm. But they know him as a co-host. They know him as, you know, Bubba's best friend or one of Bubba's boys. What is it like to work for Dr. Dan?
To work for Dr. Dan?
If Dan's listening, he's probably sweating his dick off. Yeah.
No, he can go from 0 to 60 in
okay.
1 second.
Okay.
You know, something sets him off. But he's a good guy. He can be a little difficult to work with.
Yeah.
But
is he just as eccentric at work
yes,
as he is here?
He most definitely is, for sure.
Do you see a lot of Bubba Army people coming in and they know who you are because
yeah.
they listen and you're like, I don't know who you are, but you know who I am. Does that freak you out at all?
No.
Or okay.
No, it doesn't freak me out.
Okay.
But it does happen a lot with the COVID calls too.
Yeah. Oh, that was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. I think I remember hearing about how Bubba put together like a little bit of a bonus for you because you were just getting just pummeled with calls.
Yes, you did. That
yeah.
Very nice. I appreciated that.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You work in plastics. Do you like that?
I love it.
Okay. Okay. Do you get, because I'm so interested in plastics more than almost like any other field in medicine or the medical field, because I feel like you probably see a lot of people with mental issues outside of people who are going to see a psychologist or psychiatrist, but you, people are coming to you with their insecurities. Yeah. I don't like my nose. I don't like my breasts. I don't like my tummy. And you have to kind of like work with them through it. Have you ever been around when Dan had to deny someone services because he's like, I don't think this person is mentally stable. They're never going to be happy with anything.
Yes.
Do you see a lot of people like that?
We see quite a few. Yes.
Okay.
We have to turn them away.
Okay.
Yes. There's a lot of people with body dysmorphia.
Okay. Yeah. Do you get a lot of, like, who's the worst archetype of person? Is it like the Tampa, hot moms that come in? Is it people that Dan knows?
Probably people that Dan knows.
That walk in with their own tubes?
Yeah, I would say so. For sure. Yes.
Does Bubba just roll around like he owns the place?
He does. Okay. He owns the place.
Okay.
But I have to put him in his place.
Right. Is it true that he did show up with his own tubes?
He did.
Okay.
He did, and he sucked that thing dry.
Oh, he would suck that thing dry.
I had to call him Michael Jackson.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And I know, Bubba comes in periodically, but like, what is the worst type of person that you see that comes in?
I would say a Tampa mom.
Tampa moms.
Honestly, yes.
Like in their 30s, 40s.
They're basically, they have nothing to suck out and they want liposuction.
Okay. Constantly. They're just never thin enough.
Never. No.
Okay. Okay.
They drive me insane.
You got a lot of people doing the Ozempic still, or is that kind of dropped off a little bit?
We do. So we do semaglutide. And yes, we've had actually, it's gone up more recently, but we have a lot of people on that, but it's definitely, I'm on it myself.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to disclose that information.
That's fine. I have no problem.
Yeah.
I had a few extra pounds I wanted to lose and it's definitely worked.
You said to me, I'm like, you look amazing. You're like, yeah, I'm on Ozempic and I don't work out.
Yes,
and I'm
exactly.
like, if that is
That's
the
terrible.
Ticket, cause you look really fucking good.
Thank you.
Like you keep getting hotter and hotter.
Stop
it's not,
it.
No, I'm not kidding.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding, Jennifer. It's upsetting me.
Stop.
No, you look really fucking good.
Thank
and
you.
They're making scrubs like, the way, I don't know if this is just like hot plastic scrubs or if this is this is what they're all doing these days.
Kind of. I think
but I feel like the scrubs are getting like tighter. It's you don't have to look so vet techy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Everyone I remember used to look like a vet tech with it's like either black or navy with like a white and like there's some
exactly.
sort of animal or pattern.
Animal prints.
Okay.
Yes, or like
yeah.
for kids like.
But I like the solids
yes.
look.
Solid, tucked in.
Tucked in.
Yes.
This is what all the girls are doing.
This is what the girls are doing.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Who's your favorite person that you work with at the... Is
oh
it Noor?
My gosh.
She's
I
so
love
sweet.
My Noor. I love my girls, period.
Okay.
I love all of them.
All of them are
yes.
cool.
All of them are cool. Because
you would think
like
that...
my baby.
You would think that... Here's the thing. Like, you would think that those girls would be just fucking cunts.
Well, they're not.
And they're, like, so sweet.
No.
And
everybody
nice.
Along. Everyone is very even killed.
Okay.
Not.
There's not a lot of in-house drama,
yeah.
like, because there can be in-house drama here. I don't know if you are familiar with Bubba and the way that he
oh, yes.
conducts business sometimes,
I
but
do understand
yeah,
completely. But no, we have no drama, never have, at least for the 4 years that I've been there.
Yeah. The only drama just might be like handling Dan, like,
correct.
Okay.
Dan and then handling Bubba when he comes in.
Okay. Yeah, right. Just like a wrecking ball,
yes,
I'm sure.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I did want to talk about this. I feel like you were telling me about your daughter,
mm-hmm.
who's 9, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's 9. She has some very unusual interests for a 9-year-old girl. You were telling me about some of her interests, and I was like, I was into scrunchies and ponies at 9.
Nope.
But your daughter seems to like a specific brand of car?
She loves Teslas.
Okay.
She recently got into Tara's Tesla,
mm-hmm.
and she is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
She got pictures taken in it. But she's obsessed. She sees one on the car on the street. She's screaming Tesla, Tesla, Tesla.
What does she like about it? Is she just like an Elon Musk fan? Is she?
It drives.
It farts.
It farts.
I like the farting aspect
Eric
of the.
Did the farting.
Okay.
Part,
okay.
Yes, for her, so she loved that, and then she loves that it drives by itself.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just obsessed.
Okay, and she seems to also be into Into skincare?
Skincare. I think all 9-year olds right now are into skincare, which is very weird.
Yeah, I read about that recently where it is like a young girl thing. They're very excited to get the like patches
Drunk
or the serums.
Elephant.
Drunk Elephant. I've never heard of this brand, but I don't know anything about anything.
It's at Sephora.
Okay.
It's all bright colors and it definitely attracts young kids.
Is it marketed to kids?
Absolutely
or?
Not.
Oh, no, it's for adults.
Yes, probably for like teenagers and adults. But
now, when do you think you should start doing a skincare routine? I know your daughter's just into it, but like when do you think at what age it's like you should probably, I know it's probably the earlier the better is what you're going to tell me?
Well, I would say not 9 years old.
Not probably, nine, okay.
But I would say in your teens, doing moisturizer and things like that.
Okay.
And stuff, obviously you have acne at that time, but I would say early 20s for sure, and I wish I had done it.
Really? Because your skin looks pretty fire, but I'm sure you're, you know, we always are our own worst critic.
Medical grade skincare is the place.
Is the way to go.
Yes.
Now, is there really that much of a difference between putting on like moisturizer and just lotion on your face?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We have to get you into it.
Yeah, I know. I hate asking for favors. I was kind of introduced to the Zo. Is that the only brand? Because I know that that's what when anyone talks about like great medical grade skincare, they always say the Zo stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, there's multiple medical grade skincare products. So you have Elastin, which we carry.
Okay.
SkinCeuticals, we just brought back. Mm-hmm. But we do mainly have the Zo.
Okay. What are the things should women or men, do you see a lot of guys coming through the doors?
We do.
Okay.
More so for like liposuction and things like that.
Really? The boys are getting lipo.
They are.
Are they putting more of the fat in their cocks? Because Bubba is constantly looking at ways to make it longer, fatter, any sort of optical illusions. Okay. So the guys are getting lipo.
None of that. But into their pecs, into their muscles. Yes. He does move that and do a fat transfer.
Really?
Yes.
And you're probably seeing guys that, I don't know, I feel like are already looking pretty good or...
Yeah, I mean, there's some, you know, they have a little extra in the tummy area. They're like the flanks that need to be removed.
So. Is it mostly gay guys?
No.
A lot of straight guys?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what's
All
going
types.
On.
All types. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Interesting. I think Dan, I remember Dan saying that like guys are some of the worst patients.
They are.
Why do you think that is?
Because they want to do everything. They don't want to have downtime.
Huh. Oh, okay. Because they think they're not taking into account like recovery.
Yeah, no. And they go back to doing things they're not supposed to be doing. And they're also big babies. Sorry.
Really? They can't handle?
Oh, no. Terrible.
Pain.
Awful.
What did I do? The not Morpheus. I did the True Sculpt.
Oh, okay. Stop it. That's nothing. Get out of here.
I just, listen, it works. Let me say that first. Okay. It works.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by Dan on the show that it felt like a hot stone massage.
Yes.
It felt a little different than that.
Did it?
But
what did it feel like to you?
Searing fire pain.
No.
I have a very low
pain tolerance.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah, pain tolerance. Yeah. Low threshold for pain and any sort of discomfort. And also I just wasn't ready for it. Mm-hmm. And I felt really bad. I think it was Jen who did it. And I think she was trying to like talk me through it. And some people like the distraction, but I'm pretty sure I was like, can you just shut up? Like, it hurts really bad. But yeah, I got it done twice. The second time wasn't nearly as bad because at least I knew what to expect.
Exactly. Yeah.
But Bubba raves about the Morpheus.
I think that you should try it, honestly.
Okay.
I do. You would love it.
Okay. I mean, I've not that I am big into, you know, the plastics and the facials and the stuff like that. But I have heard some people like even Kim K was saying that it is very effective, but it hurts.
It is.
Like a motherfucker. Have you done
numb,
it?
Yes, but you'll be numb.
You
numb you up first.
Can I bring my own tubes?
No. No. You're not going to be a diva like him.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
We'll take care of you.
Okay. And you've done it. But you have a very high pain tolerance.
I think I do. Yes, I do.
You've given natural birth twice?
No. Well, yes, I have.
Okay.
But I did have epidural.
Okay.
So I wasn't completely.
Right. Right. And you do have an older daughter.
I do.
Who is if she's not a model, and everyone I feel like that's listening, they're going to try to find this chick on Instagram, but you're very proud of her. Every time you send me photos or videos, I'm just like, this is insane that a human is that angelic and beautiful,
she's
gorgeous.
So sweet. I love her.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But has she considered modeling or doing anything like that? And then how would you feel about her getting involved in that industry?
Because
she could easily, she's like, is she, 5'9"?
Yeah. Well, she's like 5'7".
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty tall for 5'7". A chick. Yeah.
Well, she's way taller than me.
Yeah.
And she's 20. And I think, yes, she definitely would want to do modeling. I don't know if I would love it, but.
Yeah.
I mean, if she can do it, she can do it. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Has she, I mean, she's on Instagram. I know she has like quite a few followers there. I'm sure she has people like reaching out to her. Has she done any sort of endorsements, sponsorships, anything?
She has not. I do know she's had multiple offers, but I don't know, you know, with that whole world, you don't know what's real, what's fake. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of very cautious.
Right.
She's a little focused on school right now.
Okay.
So.
She still have that boyfriend?
She does.
Is it the one you...
That I like.
You like. Because there was was there a guy before? No. There was the great switch where you didn't like him. Was he kind of a loser?
No. Okay. This one. Her last boyfriend was a loser.
Was a loser. Sure. Yeah, she dumped that guy.
And then decided, went to school. And then she met this guy. And I do love him.
Okay. And
they're the same person.
Oh, they okay.
Are.
He's sweet. He's good to her.
Super sweet.
He's not like a fuck boy.
No. Not at all. No.
Okay.
No. Very sweet. Little skater guy. So.
Little skater guy.
Yeah.
Is she like taller than him?
No.
Okay.
He's actually a little bit taller. Yeah.
Is he kind of a hottie? I mean, you could say he's over 18 probably.
He's a cutie.
I need to see pictures of it,
he's
of this guy.
Yeah. I mean, he likes to surf. He lives, you know, in Ormond Beach was where he came from. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's a little surfer guy, a little skateboarder.
Yeah.
Cute. I like him.
Now, your younger daughter has very, at least in my mind, like mature preferences for things, right? Mm-hmm. Is she into boys?
She is.
No.
She has a boyfriend.
Does she?
So she's.
I didn't get a boyfriend until I was 27. I'm not even kidding.
Well, they're early these days.
Yeah. So what's the protocol with Jennifer and dealing with her 9-year-old having a boyfriend? And have you met this young man?
I've met this young man. He's a sweet little kid. They just, you know, they play the Oculus. They play, you know.
Okay.
They FaceTime. But she has a lot of little boy friends that are friends.
Okay. And but this one is?
This one is one she likes. Yeah.
Do they hold hands and stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
None of that's allowed on
okay.
That.
Okay. Please. I don't know. I don't have children.
Let alone daughters. Starting at 9.
Okay. We don't. Okay.
No.
But she does say, this is my boyfriend, Jack, or whatever.
And her father knows about it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so. That must be hard for him to swallow that his 9-year-old is dating.
Oh, dating. We're dating.
Dating on the Oculus is the...
it's the little...
VR.
Yes.
Okay.
She plays Gorilla Tag, constantly screaming from her room, Gorilla Tag.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that like I don't know anything.
No.
Okay.
So it's like you're in the game and you've got the controllers and you become a gorilla, basically.
Okay. So and she plays this with the
3D.
Little boyfriend.
Yes, a couple of friends actually.
Okay.
Yeah, the funny thing is they all get on FaceTime and they are all talking. They do like a group FaceTime. It's hilarious.
You were telling me that in the morning she has like a group chat meeting with her and her other little girlfriends, and they do their hair together.
They do hair and
like
skin.
What time
hair.
Is this?
This is, well, in Pasco County school starts at 9:45.
Oh, I didn't realize it was so late.
Yeah, it is very late. Huh. So they are, I'd say like 8:30. They're in there talking and maybe like closer to 8:45. But yeah, so there's four of them on the screen and they are literally doing skincare, hair, talking, laughing, giggling.
What are they talking about? What are the 9-year-olds discussing?
What they're
going
to wear for the day.
Okay.
Are we matching and like all of these things.
Okay.
It's just totally not the way that I grew up.
Right. No,
yeah.
That anyone did because no one had this technology.
It's so crazy.
Back then, has she run into the bitches, the bitchiness of what is she in third grade?
Third grade, yeah.
How are the girls in third grade? I can't even fucking remember that far back. To be honest with you,
I would say some are little mean girls. There's
okay.
A few. There's a couple.
Yeah,
they have little spats. I did tell her though, I better never find out that you're a mean girl.
Hey, you're a mean girl. Yeah, you better be a nice bitch.
Yeah, we don't do that. So.
Yeah.
I have had, you know, in a group chat from a couple of moms, just, you know, the girls feeling a certain way about something, which drives me insane because I don't care to talk to other mothers about the kids.
Yeah, but, are they cool?
I don't know. It's all right.
Are they like younger? Are they like young hot moms like you, or are they like frumpy, gross, jealous bitches?
Not frumpy, gross. I guess we're all
no ankles. Okay.
I mean, there's a few like that.
Same ilk. Okay.
Yeah. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of in the know.
Yeah.
All right. I got you.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a good thing that we talk, but I just don't like, you know, I don't like the little text here and there.
Yeah. I don't think I started dealing with harassment from other girls until middle school, but I know everything's younger these days.
Middle school for sure.
Like, were you ever teased for anything?
Not really.
Okay. You just kind of stayed out of harm's way.
Yeah.
I did it. I feel like I did things purposely to, not purposely, but I just wanted to, I was a dare to be different kind of kid, and that did not serve me well. So
you're kind of like that now.
Yeah. I never fully grew out of it. That's true. But I played the French horn.
Did you?
Do you know what that is?
Yes, I know what a French horn is.
Yeah.
You still have one?
No, I never owned it.
Oh, okay.
I like rented it from the school.
So you weren't playing the little flute or anything?
No. All my friends were smart. They played either the flute or the clarinet, right? Maybe the piccolo. If you were really hot. The recorder. Yes, that was like a maybe 2 week thing, I guess, like in second or third grade. But once I got to middle school, I wanted to play the tuba.
Oh my God.
Because nobody wanted to play the tuba, and I was a dare to be different.
Yeah.
And my mom said, the tuba is bigger than you.
Yes.
So how about not? And I was like, fine, I'll play the French horn. So I would be lugging this thing around, and I got a little bit of, you know, a little bit of teasing from that, which fair enough.
Yeah.
I got teased because I didn't know how to shave my legs properly. I don't know if I ever told you that.
No, you did not.
So I was in class one day. It was probably sixth grade.
Okay.
And it was like the teacher would hand each row papers and you pass one back. Well, Megan Nicoletti was in front of me, and she took the papers and she handed it back, but she brushed my leg. And she's like, oh, God. And I'm like, what? She's like, your legs. I'm like, what's on my legs? She's like, they're full of hair.
Oh, that's horrible.
We're like 11 year old. Yeah. So I was like, oh shit, I gotta shave my legs. So I go home crying. I'm like, I need to start shaving my legs. So I didn't know how to do it, obviously. So my mom hands me a razor and she's like, all right, you do this. And she's like, you know, I'm doing the thing. And she goes, yeah, but you don't shave your knees. My mom told me this. Okay.
You don't shave your knees.
And it was, I found out it's just because my mom doesn't grow hair on her knees. So she's like, you don't have to.
Oh, God.
So I'm roll up at school like a couple weeks later, and I'm carpooling with my friend Jean Fantasy, and I'm sitting in the car with her, and she looks down and she goes, what the fuck is that? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, your legs. I'm like, yeah, I started shaving. She's like, yeah, but you got fucking black hair on your knees. And I'm like, with so much confidence and conviction, I was just like, you're not supposed to shave your knees.
Oh,
she's like, bitch.
No.
So I go home and I'm like, ah! She was like, well, I don't grow hair there. I'm like, That's you, bitch. Oh. So yeah, so now I'm a knee shaver.
Is that your nickname?
Yeah, so I just, you know, stuff like that. There was another story that comes to mind where I knew what an erection was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what a boner was.
Oh no.
So they were throwing around the word boner.
Let's see.
And I said, like, what's that? And so then they describe it. I'm like 11, 10, 11. I'm like, I think that's an erection. They go, I don't know what a fucking erection is. Hubble doesn't know what a boner is. And I was mortified. Yes, I can, and I'm like, I was like, I literally remember being like, it's an erection. It's an erection. Go home crying. My mom's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I didn't know what a boner was.
Did your mother teach you this word?
No, the kids at school did. But I knew what an erection was the whole time, for the record. But yeah, I didn't know what a boner was. So every time I hear the word boner, it takes me back.
Oh,
to sixth grade. Yes. But is your daughter, like, what are they doing? Are they shaving? Are they waxing?
No.
Are they
nothing yet?
Threading?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Nothing. Like, what's allowed? She has a phone, so she has that.
She has a phone.
Okay.
She's got her little iPad. Mm-hmm. I would say, I don't know when I'm going to let her shave. Her dad would say, like, when she's like 20.
20. Okay. Yeah. Make her as gross as possible to boys until.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Unappealing.
No, I would say probably like 11. I'm fine with that. Or,
okay.
I mean, she's going to do it for the rest of her life anyways.
Yeah, that's true. She should probably know how to do it right.
All right. Yes. And I will tell her definitely do her knees.
Now, please do, for my sake.
For sure.
Do her little friends also like Teslas and skincare?
They love the skincare, but I don't know about the Teslas.
Okay. That's kind of like a her thing.
That's like a her thing.
Okay.
That and Lamborghinis.
Lamborghinis. Now, does she know that Dan got a new Lamborghini?
She knows, yes. So I told her at some point she can see it, but she's really into the Tesla, though.
Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I like that about her. I like that she's advanced in that way.
And she was totally into Tara, like I am. She thinks she's the coolest.
Yes. And it sounded like she was very surprised that mom had such a cool friend.
She was. It was weird.
She was like, what the fuck, mom?
She said, yes, she is cool, mom. I like her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to hang out with her is what she said.
She should.
Yes.
Maybe one of these days she can come to brunch with us.
Oh, geez. I don't know. If you can stay away.
I know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it.
No.
Holy shit. Is she doing any... I want to ask you about the phone thing. Do you like have to monitor it or okay?
I mean, we do. I randomly check in.
Yeah,
make sure, like there's nothing crazy.
Yeah, right. That their friends aren't sending her death threats.
Absolutely.
Or something like that.
No, she's fine.
Okay,
and her dad checks for sure.
Yeah, yeah, she's a good kid.
She is.
Does she do any like hobbies? Does she dance? What is she involved
she
in?
She was into gymnastics, and it got a little intense.
Okay,
so we kind of. She said, "I'm done. I want to just wait." Now she wants to go into cheerleading again. So
So she was a cheerleader.
She did cheerleading. Yes.
Okay.
So Sissy did. Her sister did cheerleading as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to kind of.
I think. Yeah, that's a good way to kind of.
Yeah.
She could be a cool kid.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You don't think so? I never met a cheerleader that was a dork or a loser.
No, but they're kind of nasty. Some of them are mean. Some girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Kylie did that up until, I think she was like 9th grade, 10th grade. She said, I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay. Just because of the environment, the culture.
It just wasn't her. Like, she's not into the sorority thing either. So.
She's not in a sorority?
No. No.
Dude, that makes her even more cool.
No,
but were you in a sorority?
No.
Okay, cool.
No desire to actually even rush or do anything. No.
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't like that either because they make you do some crazy. I mean, I think with the fraternities, it's way worse.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing guys where like they couldn't shower for 30 days or they get paddled.
Crazy.
Or they'd come. I remember I had like a class and there was this guy, Jared Weintraub, and he was in the Jewish frat, which you would think would be kind of mild compared to the others.
Jewish frat.
Yeah, AE Pi. Oh. And he came in and I remember being like, do you have a dick spray painted on your head? And he was like, yes,
yes.
I do.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? Why? He's it's like, well, I'm rushing. I have a bid, whatever, a pledge, whatever the fuck the word is. And I was always very confused by that. I was very grateful for the Greek system because I definitely took advantage of it.
Right.
But I never wanted to be a part of it. I didn't understand why you'd want to pay so much money. I'm like, guys, we're at UC Santa Barbara. There's alcohol and fucking pussy everywhere. You don't have to just...
Right.
You know, do this thing.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yeah. Well,
Where did you go to school? Did you go to USF?
I did not.
Okay.
I did a technical school.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
Yeah.
University.
Mm-hmm. And your older daughter is up in...
She's in Tallahassee.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she probably... And you guys are very close. Yeah. I feel like she... Because you had her pretty young.
Yeah, I mean, I was 22 when I got pregnant.
To me, right. You're not like a 16-year-old mom. It's young to me.
Since
absolutely.
You're so young.
But, I mean, right.
You're way younger than me. So, yeah.
Not way younger.
Oh, yeah.
But you had her... So I feel like you're closer in age than...
Yeah.
You know, and you're also, I feel like... Like in the know about stuff, and probably like being in plastics helps. Like, mm-hmm. you know what's hot, what's trendy.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you guys are very close. And yeah. does she tell you like the crazy shit that she sees up in?
I mean, she communicates with me every day. We either FaceTime or we talk.
And she every
tells
day.
Me everything. Yeah. She calls
That's
me.
That's awesome.
Time. Yeah. Either will text me or, you know, after school, she'll call me.
Now, you did go up there a few times for like Parents Week. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have some of the boys hitting on you?
I guess.
Because yes. I feel like, come on, you're a hot mom. Yeah. You know that. You
come
know
on,
that.
Please.
But like, were they trying to like talk you up?
They were definitely nice.
Okay.
Very nice. They were very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Talking, yes. But I met her boyfriends, all of his roommates, and they were all fun.
They were very, very sweet, sweet. Respectful.
Yes. Very, actually. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that generation, she's Gen Z, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get a lot of flack for being shitty, no respect.
No,
they just feel entitled. They're good kids.
They're good kids. No, they're all good kids. Yeah.
Okay.
So we had a good time. I met multiple parents up there and everything was good.
They're on the same page.
Yeah.
They were able to crack a beer with you guys.
Yeah, they were fine. They were giving me shots and I was like, no, this one's not clean. That's not a clean shot glass. I said, oh Lord, what's going to happen here?
That is really awesome because I can't, listen, I'm pretty close with my parents, especially my dad. I could never imagine him. I don't want to know what would happen. My dad isn't really a drinker mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. I don't, even back, you know, when I was in college 15 years ago, because, you know, he's a boomer, but back then he was like a boomer in his 50s, I guess.
Right.
I could just never, ever imagine. My mom, maybe.
Yeah.
My dad isn't really like a social butterfly
right.
sort of thing. It's hard for him to just like blend.
Uh-huh.
You know, I feel like you just start like calling people out. Why are you doing that?
Right.
I can't be good for you. Is that vegan?
Oh,
like
God.
Some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
So.
But mom is cool with you.
I think. Yeah. Yeah. I never had the relationship with my parents where I could. And it's not because I couldn't. It's because I don't think I wanted to be like, oh, this happened.
Right.
Like, hey, I tried mushrooms for the first time,
right.
Mom. Like, I probably wouldn't tell her. I've referenced my drug use. I think that's the most upsetting thing to my
right.
that my parents would find upsetting. Lucky for them, I was very unappealing to boys growing up.
Right.
So my dad, it's so funny, like, to hear about Dan talking about Sophia and, like, the boyfriend and
she
how...
She is such a cutie.
I know. She's beautiful.
She's so beautiful. And she's, like, unaware of how beautiful she is.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she finds out soon. Dan's probably just keeping her down. But it's so funny because, like, my parents didn't have to worry about that because there were, like, no boys knocking. I was playing the fucking French horn. My dad's like,
right.
she's set. We're
right.
good. But...
French horn.
Yes, the French. I was very, I was just a kind of a nerd. I was scared of boys. I was scared of penises.
Yeah.
I didn't kiss a boy until I was 18. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 23.
Okay.
I actually graduated college. People were like, what the fuck? I'm like, I can't just lose it on some random night.
Right.
Nobody was really dating in college. Everyone was just kind of fucking around.
Yeah.
So
right.
I was like, well, I've waited this long. I can't just lose it to some random frat boy. So my parents were never really worried about the sex aspect of it.
Right.
But they were a little concerned about the drug use.
Right.
Because my parents were fine with marijuana, but marijuana from the 70s.
It's different.
Yeah, they're like, it could have rat poison in it. That's what my mom would always say.
Right.
It might have rat poison. Don't smoke anything. So I'm like, all right, I'll do ecstasy instead.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah.
Those things stress me out, yes. Those are...
Because you've tried them and you like them?
No.
Oh.
No. I'm not that girl.
No.
No.
You've never done it.
No. No. I drink. That's
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a drinker.
Yeah, I am. I drink. I don't know if I'm good at drinking, but I definitely do it occasionally.
I don't have any desire to try anything else. Never.
Really? Yeah. Oh, man. It's so.
Sorry.
No, listen, I'm not trying to pitch it, maybe a little bit. Because in my mind, I only knew, like, when I graduated college, I guess there was mushrooms too. But there was really two categories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was, or three. Sober, like drunk high.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
There were no other realms of the mind that I could venture into. Okay. And then I started fucking around with psychedelics. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh. Or not psychedelics, but like empathogens, Molly. I did ketamine once. I don't get it. I don't get why people like it, but whatever. And I when I found ecstasy, I remember taking it for the first time it worked, say. And I go, oh, I get it. I get why people like this. This is what I've been looking for my whole life. Oh. I think I said that.
Did you?
Yes. It was just, it made me, it was like mental masturbation. Like everything just felt good. Just at ease, calm.
Right.
You know, it's really nice. Back in the clubbing days. But
sorry, ma'am. I don't have a story.
I know, but unfortunately now, and cocaine was great, and this isn't any secret, right. So, you know, it's not like I'm really disclosing, that people make fun of me for being a cokehead all the time. I'm like, dude, I wish I was a cokehead. Right. The only reason why I'm not, it's not because I evolved as a person, it's because fentanyl's the thing now.
Gotcha.
So that's really what's
scary.
Yes. So the last time I did do ecstasy, though, or it was Molly, I bought a bunch because I had friends in town, and I was like, I should... they might want this. And then I said, like, but I don't have any fentanyl testing strips. So I was like, I don't know what to do with this. So I consulted the friend who was in town and I go, listen, I don't have a fentanyl testing strip, but I have all this Molly. Do you want it? And he's like, do you want me to be your fentanyl testing strip? And I said, yes. And so he took a bunch of Molly and then I waited. And then a few fucking minutes later, like 45 minutes later, his eyes are this wide. He's like, I think we're good. I'm like, sweet.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Would you ever go to like an EDM show?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do that this summer.
I can do that. I
mean, okay. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'd love a concert buddy because we're brunch buddies.
We are brunch buddies.
Yeah.
Yes. I could do a concert.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
I'll take care of you.
I don't want you to have to do that though.
I'll have to take care of you.
I don't want you to. I'll be better.
Like that's going
to
be what we're going to do from now on. No, I'm gonna, like, be your older sister.
No, but I don't want you to play mom. I feel bad.
It's okay.
I like it when we're on the same level, like our first date.
Yes.
When we went to the Sea House.
We did. Yes.
Yeah.
We came matching pretty much.
Oh yeah, and the leggings, the tank tops.
Yep.
And then
on the same level.
Yeah.
Correct.
We were just
Then we went with all your friends.
Yes. Oh, that was a crazy one.
That was a little crazy.
That was probably that was a marathon brunch.
That was.
It started during
ended
the day.
Ended with ice cream.
Ended with ice cream. I totally forgot about the fucking ice cream.
I was like,
cream.
I have to have ice cream. I want it.
Yeah, that was really embarrassing because...
Why?
It's not like I was dressed. It's when you. I wasn't dressed like slutty or anything.
You looked cute.
It was cute. I was going for a 70s kind of boho thing, and we went to that rooftop bar.
Yes, we did.
And I remember I was like not even paying attention. There was a private party going on, and I wasn't even paying attention to the people there because I was fucking their food.
Right.
You know, I was just like, oh, I really want that sandwich, whatever the fuck they had, and then. I look around and I start to realize that there are many people here that I know.
Wow.
They were all my jujitsu buddies.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was. So I go to Gracie Tampa South, which the people know is owned by Matt Arroyo, who was in here like 2 weeks ago as a guest.
Okay.
It was his wife's parents' like 50th wedding anniversary. And I see Matt and I see his cousin and Tony Francisco, like all these people. And I'm like, oh, and I'm fucked up because I only see these people in my pajamas and my gi, you know, we're wrestling around and shit. And here I am like looking, you know, as cute as I
looking
could.
So cute.
Yeah, looking so cute and drunk as fuck. And
I don't remember you being that drunk.
I was pretty drunk. I become, when I get really drunk and I know I can't handle it, and before I start smoking weed and falling asleep on people's carpets, I become very withdrawn. Like, I'm just like, I can't.
Were you though? You weren't withdrawn.
Yeah. When I saw the people, I was just kind of like sitting in the corner and they were like, Anna, hey, what's up? And then like, I stand up, they're like, whoa. And I'm just like, don't fret.
Yeah.
I want to be wearing my pajamas right now, my gi. I feel awkward. You know me, I'm just like, I feel weird. But that was really fun.
That was fun. And I loved your friends. They were fun.
Yes. And then we had our big one with Tara.
Yes.
Actually wore the shirt that we were gifted the other day. It was, I don't know if you know this, but it was worth $34.99.
I do.
Yeah. I one of the guys
you
there.
Had a song.
I did. Yes. I had a drunk song. I was, One of the guys that worked there who's friends with Tara and the whole Clem clan, he gifted us some shirts.
He did.
Because he was a very nice man.
He was very nice.
He was very kind, yes. And he didn't want us to see the price tag, so he ripped it off and he gave it to us. But my Jewish ass, and I'm drunk.
I
wanted to know the value of the shirt that he gave to us. So I see the tag in his hand, and I don't even say it. I just fucking snatched that shit right out of his hand. I looked at it, and I'm like, $34.99.
Were you drunk at this time?
Yes.
We were.
Yes.
Because we had, I guess we did have.
It was funny because we walk in, we're quiet, yes. Everything's fine. And then all of a sudden, like, it was just hours later, I'm now hammered. And I didn't even realize that there was a room full of people.
There was.
Because I was just so focused on you and Tara. Yeah. And the way that you tell stories, and I love it because I do this sometimes too, is like you start standing up and you do like the animation. And so like, it's just like live action storytelling. I fucking love that about you.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so
we did have a lot of fun.
I'm very excited for the next one. Hopefully it's coming up soon.
I think it will, yeah.
But
I'm in if Tara's in.
She's in. She doesn't have a choice. It's happening. It's happening. But Jennifer, thank you so much. Naba.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you. And we'll have you on soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.